On the subject of manufacturing, this time next week, the Holden Lion will be silenced. After announcing its closure 4 years ago, the carmaker will finally stop making cars in Australia, marking the end of automotive manufacturing nationally. As hundreds of workers in Adelaide's north prepare for their final week at the iconic plant, our reporter Caroline Winter took a walk inside the plant.
A procession of sedan, wagon and ute bodies parade along the trim line as car doors hover on conveyor belts above. This is Holden's General Assembly, the heart of Holden in Australia. The plant at Elizabeth in Adelaide's north opened in 1963, with the first model fully built 2 years later. But by this time next week, the end of shift siren will have sounded for the last time. It will mark the end of an era for Holden and car manufacturing in Australia.
I think it'll be tough, so I'm sure there'll be some moments during that day that will, you know, pull at heartstrings.
Paul Smedley is the plant's quality manager and has been with Holden for 16 years. He's one of the remaining 945 employees preparing to say goodbye to the factory, which at its peak built 780 cars a day and in its final months has turned out 175 cars a day.
It was very early on I decided I wanted to be here to see the last car built. If I'd left earlier, it felt like the captain deserting the sinking ship. It just didn't feel right to leave.
A qualified engineer, Paul Smedley, has a job to go to, working on the Air Warfare Destroyer program. But not everyone has. Collectively, Heather Sinclair and her partner have been at Holden 44 years. They're moving to Queensland for a fresh start.
We both wanted a change. We knew that it was going to get tougher for people to get jobs here. So the want to be in a warmer climate and the opportunities for jobs were just outweighed it for us.
38-year-old Peter Allison is also moving away. After 19 years with Holden, the married father of three is relocating his family to work for BHP in Muswellbrook in New South Wales.
It's been extremely tough. I grew up in Elizabeth, lived around this area my entire life. So moving out of this area, or even just locally from Adelaide, has been a very, very tough decision.
Around 800 employees have left the factory since it was announced it would close in 2013. Holden says its transition centre has helped 83% find work, go on to study or retire.
Caroline Winter reporting from Adelaide.